Welcome to MMBT, a podcast about music, movies, books, and TV shows. I am your commentator, Emilio.
All right. So, for those people listening, I'm trying a new way of recording my podcast today. And so we had little technical difficulties, and I have one of my good friends here. Why don't you introduce yourself?
I'm Diandra Hallman, and I am a fan fiction writer and a selective nerd, and yeah.
All right. So, for those who listen to my podcast, this is Emilio, we've known each other about 20 years, I would say. We didn't realize that we were huge nerds together until about 10 years ago. So, what's happening here is we are going to review Infinity War, which we saw kind of together.
More or less.
And so I thought we would start with what our expectations were going into the film versus what we actually saw. So why don't we start with your expectations?
Well, I don't think I really had any other than I kept seeing people saying online that no matter what you prepare yourself for, you will not be prepared, so don't even bother. But I think the only thing that, I mean, I went into it assuming that it would be kind of like Infinity Gauntlet, and I was going to incorporated into the story that I was writing, and then that all went to hell in a handbasket within 10 minutes. So, I don't know if I ever have any expectations going into anything.
I guess I had the expectation that they'd be continuing what they have been doing for the past, 10 years in the films.
Yeah.
Developing the characters more, and having read the comic books, I kind of thought they might do the Infinity Gauntlet, zap thing.
I've read the summaries of, plot lines enough to know, what's going on, and I've read, two comics. And one of them was kind of an AU thing, so I don't know if that counts. But, I was kind of expecting Infinity Gauntlet, and I was expecting that, because they introduced all the characters, that there wouldn't be a whole lot of, that it was going to focus on the plot, that it wasn't really going to be about developing the characters necessarily. I mean, there is some character development, but not,
Right. No, I get what you're saying.
Launched into the plot and went with it for 2.5 hours. It was very, very busy. A lot of characters. They didn't have a lot of time to do a whole lot to, stop and say, what is it like to have Captain America meet Groot? And
right. Yeah, and I think part of it for me was I just had finished up playing on the PS4, Marvel versus Capcom Infinity Road, which is another variation on the Infinity Gauntlet. So I had some of that in my brain going into this, too.
You like that one.
So I think I sent you that outline.
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing was sort of diverging into diversity, because that's part of my podcast is how can Hollywood be more diverse? And so some of your thoughts going into the movie and what you thought would carry forward from Black Panther into Infinity, what did you see? What didn't you see? For myself, I thought you lost a lot of female representation going into Infinity. Compared to what you had in Black Panther.
Black Panther was definitely better in a lot of ways than Infinity War probably, but yeah, I kind of like the idea, and I'm sorry, I'm going to go back to my fic here again as I was thinking of how I was going to go forward, how I was going to incorporate the events of this, the fact that we're bringing in Captain Marvel now, the fact that I, in my story, have Hela still involved in the plot, it would become about them and the women of Wakanda and probably, you know, Black Widow. I almost said Scarlet Witch, she's dead. it would be about the women taking down Thanos. It would be about, you know, about these women that have been kind of in the background for, what are we on, 23 movies or something like that? So
right, yeah.
But yeah, the fact that it was in Wakanda, I guess it probably incorporated more of the character from Black Panther than it did from anything else. Everything else was just, you know, the one character, maybe the secondary, very briefly, like Wong was very briefly in there, but it was mostly Doctor Strange and
yeah.
So
all right, so we've done our sort of precursor. Now we're going to go into what we thought about the actual film. So for anybody who hasn't seen it at this point, and it's been out for almost 2 months, spoilers.
Yeah, sorry, I already was talking about who's dead and who isn't, so.
Exactly. So if you haven't seen any spoilers and you don't want to know, you might want to shut off the podcast at this point.
You might want to go back in time and turn it off about 5 minutes ago.
Very true. Very true. All right. So, your thoughts on when you first saw the ending? My thought was, is what the fuck? Because I didn't think they were going to end it with what you saw in the comic and a very dramatic version of the Infinity Gap. Got my comment. So
no, it was very DC, very very dark, and I think the main thing that I saw going in was this expectation. We knew that people were going to die, and everyone was saying, well, clearly it's going to be the old guard. It's going to be Iron Man. It's going to be Captain America. And then we're going to move forward with the new characters like Black Panther. And then they do the opposite. And that kind of threw everyone, I think, more than, oh my God, characters died. Yeah, well, that wouldn't have been a big deal if it had been the characters that we were expecting. We kind of prepared ourselves for that, and they were the ones left standing in the end. So...
Right. Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a, what do you mean the old guard is the one that are still there, and the new ones that just came in are the ones that you're killing.
Yeah, really, I guess it kind of, you know, when they say that, yes, this is going to be permanent, we know it can't possibly be, because there's no way you're not planning a Black Panther 2, no way. So, unless it's going to be just with the women, which, you know, granted, I would watch that, but...
Yeah, but then how do you get, you know, the teenage boys?
Yeah.
Which, if we're going to be honest, let's face it, you know me long enough to know that's what I am. So, yeah, but I mean, I think overall, like, I like the film. I just thought there's a lot that they left out from all the Infinity comics that they could have brought in and drove home, and some of the more lighthearted stuff. But, I mean, I think part of that is, too, like, you couldn't have Deadpool, you couldn't have X-Men, which all would have been part of this if you truly had a United Marvel. cinematic universe.
Well, we just did the recap of Guardians of the Galaxy, the second one, and at the very end they were talking about Adam, and we're assuming that that's Adam Warlock, I think. So is that going to be part of that he was an X-Men, right?
He was, yeah. Okay. And there is talk because, you know, Disney has combined with, you know, 20th Century Fox and taken over those titles now, that you could add back in some of that. But how do you do that when you've had 10 years of building up without them in there?
Really? Yeah. Yeah, and it is, I mean, they've kind of been backfilling some of these characters like Black Panther and Doctor Strange. They've been, you know, almost doing two movies at once in order to establish them, because, yeah, they've been here all along, but yeah, no, they're never going to do Wolverine. They're probably not going to incorporate Deadpool, although that would be awesome.
Right. Well, and I mean, there's a whole comic book series that's all about Thanos and Deadpool, and and who's going to get the gauntlet? Which might be even more scary. but yeah. So that, I mean, overall for me, the thing that I liked about Infinity War was the fact that you did have the true cinematic Marvel universe of a cliffhanger into Captain Marvel. And so, you know, some of your expectations, if you were going to see Captain Marvel, like, what do you want to see in it? It sounds like it's going to be a precursor that's going to take place in the 90s. What would you like to see that's going to carry forward if they add her into an Avengers Part 2 kind of thing from that movie?
I don't know, because I guess I don't really go into it with expectations. I don't really know a whole lot about Captain Marvel. It sounds like it's going to be, you know, kind of weird and, you know, far out Guardians of the Galaxy type story. But, you know, the fact that it's a female character is the potential to be what Wonder Woman was to the DC universe. So, I'm looking forward to it, but I don't really have any expectations. So,
yeah. Well, and I mean, for me, my thing is it's hard to, if Marvel Cinematic Universe had put Captain Marvel before Wonder Woman, I think you could have captured more of that energy of, wow, this first female superhero having a big starring role in a, not in a Catwoman kind of way. But I think once you have, like, you know, that whole Wonder Woman thing that's happened here, there's going to be an expectation to live up to that. And I don't, I think you're right. You need to, like, kind of lower your expectations and be like, you know, you can never relive that once in a lifetime experience. And now is moving forward from that. I kind of hope, in my opinion, that they're going to incorporate why at the end she hasn't been there during all the Avengers stuff that's been happening. Coming forward a little bit at the end of that, going, this is why she wasn't there. Because
explaining why Hulk weren't there. So
right, exactly. Like, they kind of, like, explained why Hulk wasn't there. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they need to kind of do that with her as well, to fill in that gap. Like, why isn't she there? So
we didn't have the money yet, or we didn't have the
exactly. Besides,
we didn't bother casting the character.
Yeah, You know, not the legit real world reasons, the cinematic universe reasons.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's, I mean, I don't know a whole lot about why it took so long to get to Black Panther. I know that with Doctor Strange, I believe there was issues with casting. They kept recasting. They couldn't figure out who to cast as Doctor Strange, and they couldn't find somebody who was willing to take on, you know, a contract of several movies. And by the time they did, it felt like the movie that they did was two movies crammed into one. Like, we need to really catch up here and, you know, get him going, and we need to establish that, yeah, he's been here all along, totally, yeah, mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, and it's just an odd scenario going into that. So, it'll be interesting to see. It's kind of like how I feel about seeing the follow-up to Ant-Man and the Wasp. It's like, well, you mentioned that they weren't there in Avengers Infinity War. So, how are we going to play this into Ant-Man and the Wasp?
What I saw, and I think it was right, was that it takes place slightly before. So, it's, or during, like, possibly at the end of the movie, some of them disappear into dust. It's, you know, it's kind of playing previously on for the next couple movies, possibly, in order to catch up to, and now we go to part two.
Got it. That makes sense.
I think.
we can hope, right?
Captain Marvel is doing two, so.
Yeah. And I think there's a lot of backfill that's going to need to happen if you're going to do a part two to Infinity, because there's so much that you're like, huh?
Well, you had said something about you thought that it had to do with casting and money, and you know, it probably had to do with the fact that they hadn't merged Marvel yet, and with, was it Sony or Fox that had X-Men?
Yeah, it was Fox,
yeah. And they couldn't really bring in certain characters, or because of limitations of the other filming schedule and the way they were doing it, and the fact that probably nobody thought that this was going to be the phenomenon that it is now 10 years ago. It's
right. Well, and you can even tell, like, in the early on movies, like, between the Incredible Hulk that followed the first Iron Man, that kind of stuff, you know, with recasting and that kind of stuff, like, you know, the actor who originally played the Hulk, Bruce Banner, didn't think that it was going to be a 10-year in Denver, and once he did, that's why they recast, because he didn't want to be put into a hold of doing that character for as long as it was.
Yeah.
So...
yeah, and I think the deal with Doctor Strange, too, it was, yeah, I'd want to do it for one, but I think it was Joaquin Phoenix that was supposed to do it. As the movies get more and more popular, it's like, oh, we need to backfill this character. Oh, we haven't introduced this character yet. We need to do this. They're kind of almost playing by ear, it seems like.
Right. And I mean, I think part of it is, one, like, money. Two, you didn't think it was going to catch on. And then three, you know, you didn't have access to the full universe, which now is looking like they're going to.
Or you didn't even have access to those actors to play the characters. You didn't have access to somebody who could play, you know.
Right. And then, and you also are going to have to start making people understand that there's multiple universes within the Marvel comics, so that they can understand that you can have that whole X-Men where you don't know that Avengers exist, that Fox was doing, right? But you could also have them plop into the Avengers Disney version of everything, mm-hmm. because you theoretically can have both. So there's going to need to be some, for the mainstream, some understanding of Marvel is good at multiple universes happening at once.
You think maybe that's going to be like a something for Captain Marvel and for the next part of Infinity War, that, hey, there's this other
universe? Well, and I think they even led to that with Doctor Strange and he going, you know, there's a million different outcomes and only one we win.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're trying to get people to understand that, you know, that that's a part of the Marvel Universe. So, but I don't, any final conclusions or thoughts on any of this?
I can just go, you know, spiraling off in five different directions. So
that's why I'm trying to conclude it, because I don't want, I tried to go, try to keep mine to 20, 25 minutes. We're coming up on like 22 minutes here. So.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, you've done recaps with me, you know, that I tend to ramble, and at the end I'm going, so,
And that's why you have me do recaps with you, because I help close you in. but, no, I mean, for me, final thoughts would be, I kind of hope that they do, when they, if they do a part two to all this, which it sounds like they're going to, that they do a better job at explaining some of the loopholes that occurred in part one of all this, so that you understand what's going on a little bit better. That's kind of my framing to all that.
Well, you know that they already filmed it, right?
Yes. They need to always refilm.
Yeah, true.
just remember that. There's this nice little thing about called reshooting. Yeah. So, but yeah, that's my final thoughts. Anything for you?
Well, I think it'll go in the recap.
All right.
Well, I haven't even started, you know, a Spider-Man. I'm on Spider-Man now, so it'll be a while.
Well, everybody can listen to more of my opinions in her recap, because I'm sure I'll be a part of it.
Yeah.
And sarcastic comments will be coming.
My Star-Lord.
But thank you for guest appearing on this podcast. I appreciate it.
Thank you for inviting me.
All right. And to my listeners out there, I'm going to end this as I always do. Peace, love, and joy to all of you out there in listening land.